Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now, 29 seconds into this third hour. John Rappaport, NoMoreFakeNews.com is our guest for five more minutes. And I'm coming back with masses of vital news and your phone calls at 800-259-9231. Going to take a lot of them. John, two final questions. Do you think the globalists will launch an attack next year because the CFR is saying we're going to be hit by this avian flu and they're going to use a chemical attack and cover that with the avian flu and create that hysteria? And then secondarily, all these microbiologists dying, being shot, being killed, being run over, being, you know, all of this going on, very suspicious. In the next 4 minutes, answer both those questions for me.
Okay. I think, first of all, that there is definitely a likelihood. I mean, I can't predict with 100%, but it could certainly, something could certainly be coming up soon, which means somewhere in the remainder of this year or in 2006, that will be covered by a story that is a lie, a chemical attack that is called a germ disease. That would be the cover story. Yeah, how widespread that will be, I don't know. Would it happen in more than one place? I would think so. I would think so. And as far as the microbiologists are concerned, you know, there could be various reasons that they were rubbed out. But it would not surprise me at all if one of those reasons was that some of these microbiologists, at least, began to see through their own lies. In other words, they began to perceive that all this incredible attention that was being focused on germ this and germ that and germ this was a lie, was an obscuring of something. Or they had cottoned on to some propaganda that they suddenly realized were being used to promote the idea of some devastating kinds of epidemics that are not justified by the facts.
And well, what I've gotten also is that a lot of them worked on projects, now they want to get rid of them, and also a lot of them would know how to recognize where something came from.
Yes, I mean, those would be the other reasons, certainly, the people that were involved.
And folks, we're talking about, they come to somebody's house, they tie them down, they torture them, and cut their heart out. We're talking about Houston, they run over somebody and back over them. I mean, we're talking just mass murder. The statistics on it are, you know, trillions and trillions to one that this is happening about, you know, by random.
I'll tell you something else that could be involved here. We know for sure that anthrax and many other biological, elements of so-called warfare were sent to Saddam Hussein during the 1980s from, for example, ATTP, American type, or ATCC, sorry, American
well, the U.S.
type
government.
Culture collection.
CDC,
and so some of these microbiologists looking into this, because they're incredibly isolated, these people, suddenly realize, wow, all this stuff went to Saddam Hussein from America, from these companies with the Department of Commerce certification that it was okay to send it. So these people say, well, maybe it's time to speak out here and let everybody know what's really happening. Bye-bye.
No, I agree with you. And for those that don't know, up until 1990, they were still shipping these to Saddam.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, a microbiologist with a great reputation suddenly realizes this. Of course, other people already knew, but he decides to, you know, it's time to step up to the podium, write a paper, make an accusation. Hey, he's gone.
Yeah, no doubt the NSA is predominantly used not just for economic espionage, but to keep tabs on all their people.
To keep everybody in line, exactly. The professionals. We don't want them wandering off the reservation, and if they do, it's time to get rid of them.
It's like in Wag the Dog. He wants to brag about the great job he's done, and they say bye-bye.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, John Rappaport, I really appreciate you coming on and spending time with me today. It's always very enlightening and mind-expanding, and God bless.
Great show, Alex. Thanks so much.
Take care, my friend. We'll be right back with your calls and a ton of news. On the other side, this is Real Talk Radio.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, and I'm very excited to announce the release of my bombshell documentary film, 911, The Road to Tyranny, on DVD. That's right folks, DVD. The original film was 144 minutes long. The DVD version is 170 minutes. If you want to wake up your friends and families to the truth of what happened on September 11th, this is the film for you. The Road to Tyranny is already sending shockwaves through Washington and across the United States. You absolutely must see this DVD. It covers the history of government-sponsored terrorism, the police state and homeland security, the nightmare UN population control programs, the cashless society control grid, satellite tracking, implantable microchips, and much, much more. Bottom line, this film is waking people up. Order your copy on VHS or DVD today and man the guns of the InfoWar. Order right now by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Or order online at InfoWars.com or InfoWars.net. Again, that number, 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
People in Asia have enjoyed it for thousands of years. Gourmet Magazine calls it the world's most seductive fruit. It's the exotic mangosteen, heavenly delicious and packed with nutritional benefits. From the rainforests of Southeast Asia, the small, beautiful mangosteen earns its nickname Queen of Fruit, with a taste that is indescribably blissful and health benefits that are off the charts. Because Zango is made from the whole mangosteen fruit, it delivers a serious nutrient-packed punch. Loaded with xanthones, which are some of the most powerful antioxidants ever found, fighting hard to support microbiological balance, maintain immune system health, promote joint flexibility, and provide positive mental support, and so much more. Now you can experience the whole fruit goodness of the mangosteen with Zango, the original mangosteen functional health beverage. Order your Zango by calling now, 800-625-2890, or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call now, 800-625-2890.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I know the phones are almost always loaded, and we've had a lot of guests on the last few weeks. I haven't been taking as many calls as I'd like to, but we're going to take a lot of calls in this hour. Any issue, anything you want to discuss, even have a few lines open, very rare, 1-800-259-9231 on this live Wednesday edition, 1-800-259-9231. Charles in Louisiana was the last caller of the day yesterday, and I told him to call in earlier so he could talk more about it, and he's been holding for about an hour while we had that guest on. Thanks for holding, Charles. I had started caring Beyond Treason because it's such a good video about the admitted chemical biological testing on troops in the U.S. public, and we carry that powerful DVD at InfoWars.com, but Charles has been holding, wanting to talk about that. Charles, go ahead.
Yes, sir. I think everybody really needs to get this tape, to show it to the young kids, and I've been showing it to, I went to Radio Shack, they got about three vets up there to work up there, and I brought the tape, and they ran their own copy off, Radio Shack and Denham Springs, and they was amazed, because down here, I didn't know what they're testing for DU. When the troops come back, they're being tested now, with DU.
So, yeah, which is ridiculous. They just take a cheek swab, and it's not going to show up there. It's in the lungs.
Yeah, when he found that out, it's in his intestines, and I told him it gets into the sperm and all that, he was amazed because he said, man, they've been lying to me for a long time. He said, I've been feeling so bad. And I'm saving my tapes. I've got about 60 copies. I'm going to go to the Capitol. I'm going to pass them all out in the Capitol in one day. That's what I think I'm going to do, and try to hit one area where everybody has to face it, they have to talk about it. got to pass it out to individuals. I'm going to start hitting one.
Well,
place.
It's a powerful video. We have a little excerpt that we posted.
Well, it's kind of hard to look at first with the deformed babies, and our troops come back. They haven't deformed babies.
Well, the federal government, that's not even a secret. They have a tripling of deformities from the first Gulf War, and now the numbers are just 2 years in, we're going to have a quadrupling.
Yes, but if everybody would just get this tape and give it to their neighbors or somebody's kids in the service, it would help out a great deal.
Well, I mean, if you've got a son or a daughter who's being cornered every day by these recruiters...
Yes.
Which they admittedly lie to them. They say, if you don't sign this, you're going to jail. That's been in the news. They threaten to arrest kids, and you just let them do this. It's so criminal. What you need to do, folks, is this isn't our military anymore. This is a corporate, private brainwashing arm of well-meaning people, but they're still engaging in evil, and they're going to hurt your son or daughter. You need to get this video from InfoWars.com and show it to the person who's thinking about going in the military.
Yes, this is going to be a wonderful tool. I mean, they can't back up from this. They can't throw it on the side. They can't deny it. It's here, and they have to admit it. And I thank you for selling that tape. This is going to be a very important DVD.
Well, we only carry the best, and I appreciate your call, Charles. Anything else you want to add about just all the news?
Well, I'm telling you, it's getting worse and worse, Mr. Jones. And I think what happens right now, people are flooded with so much information, but they're hungry for it. They just a lot of people just don't know where to get it at. And it's all of our jobs to get it to them, you know, get it started.
Well, you keep it up, and God bless. Charles,
God bless you, sir.
You bet. No, God bless you. Great guy. Listen, he's fighting for my family, folks. We're not going to have a country. We're not going to have currency. We're not going to have freedom. We're going to have nothing very soon. The globalists want to ruin America. We're fighting for America. The threat is here. It's not over in Iraq, folks. Our government created that problem, and it's only making it worse. And our government is illegitimate. But, no, I only carry the best. We have a bookstore with a few dozen videos and books that I think are the best out there. And if you think a video or book is good and we ought to carry it, send it to me. We'll review it, or one of my great crew will do that, and we'll carry it. But, no, Beyond Treason is just excellent, and that's why we're carrying it. And you'll support us by getting it, and you'll also support the Power Hour, and at the same time, you'll get the truth out. So we have it the exact same price as the Power Hour. I hope you'll go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order Beyond Treason. Order multiple copies. It's very professional, very informative. And frankly, my only complaint is it... It's so well documented. I mean, I've really studied this, not as much as Joyce has, but I've studied it. I've had hundreds of guests on over the years. Is that it's already so hardcore, people may have trouble believing it, but frankly, it's not as hardcore as it could be. I mean, there's even worse stuff, folks. I mean, so it's very well documented. I mean, they've been conservative about it. And this government hates you. Listen, they know you love America. They know you're thinking you're defending this country. They know you're well-meaning. And they hate you. They're using you. And so before they get rid of you, they want to hurt you and damage you and screw you up so you won't be able to fight back against them. You guys are so well-meaning out there, but you just don't understand the evil you're dealing with. You're very naive. Lewis in Kansas City. Go ahead, Lewis.
Okay, yeah, this is Lewis. This is River Rat number 2. And we're asking everybody on the shortwave and the CB radio to have a gas out 3rd, 4th, and 5th of September. And I think it's going to work. If you remember River Out number 1, he got the truckers organized out of Kansas City here about 20 years ago. And
and they had the situation where they didn't buy gas for a couple days.
Right. Okay. And then plus on top of that, if they would, everybody would buy their gas ahead of time and then buy it after the 5th, I think it'll bring the gas prices down. Because look what they did at the coffee here a while back, you know. About 8 or 10 years ago, they had it up to almost $5 a pound. And now it's back down to about 2-something, you know. So,
well, that's because the CIA was taking all the areas for growing coffee and we're growing cocaine for our kids. And then that's admitted, folks. Again, they're totally raping us with the gas prices. Totally raping us.
That is correct. We used to be what they called oil field trash. We worked for whole bunch of offshore rigs and whatever down in Texas and Louisiana, and we know where the scam is.
Well, they got that one 625-square-mile field off the coast of Mississippi. One, that's a little field, folks. 600-and-something square miles sounds big, but it's a small area in the Gulf with enough oil to run the whole U.S. for a couple hundred years.
Right. Plus, on top of that,
Prudhoe Bay up in Alaska.
Here's what happened back in the 80s. I don't know if anybody's really aware of this, but they were taking our oil that we were drilling offshore there, and then they were taking out about another 100, 200 miles, and then they were putting it in the OPEC barges, and we were buying our own oil back at a higher price. That was part of the scam there.
No, I know. It's listen, there was an oil crisis in the 70s.
Right.
The stuff is just everywhere. They got all their fake left-wing scammers out, you know, saying that there's peak oil in all this, and I'm sick of it. Thanks for the call. I really appreciate that, sir. Let's talk to Ryan. That's a good idea, Scott. Don't buy gas for the 5th or the 7th, I guess, or the 8th. Ryan in Texas, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I was just going to ask you a couple of questions. I was wondering if you're going to make it out to Crawford or if you've already been there to speak with the protesters.
Yes, I've been to Crawford. I've been to Crawford three times.
Okay,
I was in
great.
Crawford Sunday, and I did video interviews, 10 hours of them. And we already got it together and edited it and aired 20 minutes last night. We're going to air another 30 minutes tonight on the TV show. That'll be on the website for PrisonPlanet.tv members. Also, a lot of it will be for free on the site. And, yeah, I was in Crawford on the eve of the war. I was in Crawford on the one-year anniversary, and I was in Crawford this weekend.
Awesome, awesome. I'm headed there right now. Also, how can I become a member of your crew?
Well, I don't have the money to hire anybody else. What?
No, I mean, we desperately need
more people, but it's just not in the budget. One more employee, and I'll be living on the street. We need people to support us. I just got a bigger office that we'll be moving into soon. We don't have a budget for another employee, though we're going to need one. So people need to buy our videos and books. That's how you support us.
Right on. I'll do that, and I'll keep spreading the message, man, just like you are.
Yeah, because there's some... Well, thank you. I appreciate the call. There's so many people who want to, you know, come volunteer, want to come help. And I've really never done that because there's a security issue, number one. My office is closed. We work. It's total focus. And a lot of people that want to come help just want to blabber about the New World Order and drink coffee. And this is not a social club. I'm not saying you're like that. What I do is I find people that are smart, like-minded, intelligent, that, you know, that I pick. That way you don't get infiltrated. And then I pay them a good wage, you know, a decent wage, as much as we can. I'd like to pay them more. And I'd like for my employees to have insurance, I'm trying to get, you know. It's bottom line, folks, we don't have interns. We don't have any of that. How you support us is getting the videos and making copies and getting them out to people. I just really don't have a bunch of volunteers. I had volunteers 4 or 5 years ago, and it doesn't work good. I mean, then you say, okay, I need this done, and they just, you know, they usually want some weird relationship with you. And folks, this isn't a cult of personality about Alex Jones. You know, this is not about, ooh, Alex Jones is cool. I can hardly listen to my own show when it rebroadcasts. I think I'm obnoxious. It comes off as arrogance. It's not. I'm desperate to fight these people. I'm just aggressive. So don't ever think I'm arrogant. I actually don't have that high a view of myself. It's aggression. I guess it's kind of a, you know, a male thing. But I'm irritable. I don't put on an act for you. I should pronunciate better. I just get lazy and don't even do that. I'm so worried about what's happening. I'm fighting for my family, folks. I mean, everything I do, it just comes down to my family. And because I love my family, I love my neighbors, and I love the people of Texas and the people of America and the people of Mexico and Canada. Because if they're not going to be free, I'm not going to be free. And we're all under attack by a bunch of sickos, a bunch of genetic engineers, a bunch of trash who think that they own us and think of us as animals. I mean, these people are sick. They're the ones that are on power trips. They think they're gods. They think nothing of, you know, taking an endorsement from Nike, but Nike admittedly has slaves in three countries. You know, I mean, if there's little kids that are slaves in Vietnam, my kids are in danger. You reap what you sow.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonix Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonix. All-natural Nonix clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonix Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonix Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonix Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reed, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonix Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as triomethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal-clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption, crashing to the lies and disinformation. Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. We talk about real issues of real significance that really affect you and your family. That's why for about 8-9 years I've been calling this show Real Talk Radio. All right, let's go ahead and talk to, who's up next here? Larry in Iowa. You're on the air, Larry. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
Do you have anything on your website about Agenda 21?
Yeah, I have a lot of stuff about the Free Trade Area of the Americas and Agenda 21.
Okay. About 3 years ago, I sent you a document, and I probably sent it to the wrong email address. It's Pricer went to tips. But I have the pre-Agenda 21, pre-Rio de Janeiro document that happened here in Des Moines, Iowa in 1991.
Really?
Yeah. And
well, for those that don't know what Agenda 21 is, it's one more of these big treaty agreements to get rid of our sovereignty and to regulate every facet of our life under international law, and that will be basically cemented under the FTAA or the Free Trade Area of the Americas. And people wouldn't believe us, you know, 10 years ago talking about the end of American sovereignty, but now, I mean, it's even on CNN with Lou Dobbs. The CFR is calling for it, and they're moving forward. But for those that don't know, I mean, tell us about Agenda 21.
Well, Agenda 21 it goes even deeper than that. It's actually a call for global murder. On this document.
Well, it's all the agendas, yeah, the population control, all that stuff.
Right.
We talked about it in the last hour.
This particular document, one part of it says, given global instabilities, including those of the former Soviet bloc, the need for the firm control of world technology, weaponry, natural resources is now absolutely mandatory. The immediate reduction of world population, according to the mid-1970s recommendation of the Draper Fund, must be immediately effected.
Well, why don't you make me a copy of that and mail it to me, or why don't you...
I can send you a PDF file.
Listen, off-air, I think I've actually seen that. There's so much. Off-air, I will give you my secret email address. Just don't give it to anybody.
Okay.
And send it to me, and I'll talk about it. But, no, I've seen those similar statements. I mean, in my film, Road to Tyranny, I spent about 5 minutes of the 3 hours, roughly 3 hours, a little under 3 hours to be specific, to be precise, getting into other UN summits and documents where they say they want to kill us. I mean, I have Henry Kissinger's own documents from 1974 saying, they want to kill half the population. So, I mean, this is signed by him. This is admitted. But go ahead.
Yeah, I totally agree. I know that Chris, that comes on after you, has been covering this extensively, and this is just—it's unbelievable. It's macabre, actually, that they want.
Well, you know, a lot of people. What happens is people say, you know, is it the Trilateral Commission? Is it the CFR? Is it Agenda 21? Is it the UN? And people say, well, I'm the only one that covers this, or I'm the only one that covers that. It's all part of the same agenda. So the stuff you see in Agenda 21 is what General Parton calls the program. And you'll see it duplicated in everything. I think Agenda 21 is very important. I mean, I made a video, America Destroyed by Design, you know, where we get into it, and it's different programs. Again, Agenda 21 is, it's like the New World Order is a submarine, and they fire 20 torpedoes at us. Well, the 20 torpedoes are basically all the same.
Right.
So, I mean, you can, in fact, I plan to make a video, I've talked about this for years, to make a video about population control and with all these documents and with all these admissions and, you know, go to the Georgia Guidestones, show all of this. It's just what time allows, but, you know, it's very, very important. Anything else?
Well, yeah, I spoke to Governor Branstad in 97. He was the governor of Iowa at that time on a radio program, and I asked him if he attended this meeting, and he said, yes, he did. And I said, well, correct me if I'm wrong, sir, but this document calls for population reduction, which would constitute the literal murder of millions of men, women, and children. And he went, well, we here in Iowa, we don't support the UN's idea of Agenda 21. We think we can grow enough food to support the global changes as they
occur. I mean, he didn't deny it. No, it's a total control mechanism, and I appreciate the call. Folks, they're doing this everywhere. I mean, this is really what they're pushing. This is really what they're doing. And this is all very, very real. I mean, they're eugenics. They're social Darwinist. They believe we're cattle. They believe we're slaves. They enjoy the raw exercise of power against us. And it is Agenda 21. We've had Agenda 21 meetings here in Austin, the government has, when they take people's private property use. So smart growth, all of it is part of it. It is feudal slavery. It is serfdom. It's just that simple. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fats, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
And Rick and Andy and Kevin and others, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes, and I'm going to get into some other news as well here in a second before we go to those calls, but I'll spend a minute or two talking about Agenda 21 and the United Nations and communism and all of this. Because people that look at the communist problem look at it from the wrong end. Or they're so close to it that they don't pull back and see the big picture. The Rothschilds even publicly wrote about how, and would brag about how, they, going back 300 years, really, they hit their apex with Napoleon, funding both sides, selling both weapons to sides, even renting armies to both sides, manipulating stock market crashes and bubbles and, you know, if my sons didn't want war, there wouldn't be war. I mean, just sick comments like that. I care not who runs the country, just who controls the currency. Ha, ha, ha. And the Bank of England and several U.S. banks funded Hitler. They funded Lenin, the train of gold. They put them in power. And then so I hear these talk show hosts, the communists are creeping around every corner. They're going to drink our blood. It's evil communist. It's a communist, you know, giant land, and they're going to get us. Folks, what it is, the Soviet Union was like a big Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda is admittedly CIA created. Al-Qaeda is funded, protected, it gets to go around creating crises. It attacks Gaddafi. It attacks the Serbs. It attacks whoever the globalists don't like. It tries to kill Saddam. You know, when he's not playing ball in the 80s, Al-Qaeda bombs trains and buses, you know, hires patsies, and then MI6 protects them, you know, MI6-a, you know, Al-CIA-da. And it's a wind-up toy. I mean, America couldn't run around slaughtering and killing and invading countries. Back then, we wouldn't put up with it. I mean, we'd barely go to World War I or World War II. It took, you know, blowing up ships and starting wars and propaganda and setups and stuff like that to get that. So they built up this big boogeyman with some corrupt criminals running it that literally had their tanks, their weapons, their money, their food, all shipped to them by the U.S., and European, owned systems. And then they would go around grabbing everything, stealing, murdering, killing. And then our government, oh, look, it's a horrible threat. We've got to build up against it to meet the threat. We've got to take your liberties to meet the threat of the evil communist. Then McCarthy goes, wait a minute, the army's running communism. That's it, you're gone. You're no longer useful. Before, we could go burn innocent people and control free speech. But now you've actually found out, McCarthy. So now we're going to make your name, you know, synonymous with false charges and bearing false witness and witch hunting, when he was really a hero, folks. So then you hear, yes, it's a communist international plan to steal all the property and to set up, you know, control of our lives and population reduction and one-child policies and. Well, yes, the communists carry out the programs of the bankers of the New World Order. It's just neo-feudalism, neo-serfdom. The globalist system of economic trade is mercantilism. That term's 350 years old. So, see, it's, again, all these false terms. And I hear this, and it just gets... So now, well, we've got to fight the evil liberals, you know, and then, oh, the corporations will save us. What the true New World Order is government becoming socialist, consolidating our wealth, getting us dependent, then signing the people, the land, the industry over to select international corporations that are controlling and peopling these international unelected bodies. And Agenda 21 is a program, a huge program, with the counties, the cities, the states, the nation states, or the states as they call them, to implement this. And you'll read the exact same stuff in IMF and World Bank agreements that is in the UN agreements and in Agenda 21 and in UNESCO agreements and in Department of Labor agreements and in regional planning commissions. So, yes, it is very central, very important. But to say it's a communist conspiracy, communism's a false term, folks. It doesn't exist. In the classical name or idea it's been given, only honeybees and fire ants are communal. And they're mindless, and they are automatons. They are really kind of a tissue. They are a group organism. I believe honeybees and things like that have been looked at incorrectly. They're like a jellyfish. A jellyfish is made up of tens of thousands, well, actually millions, of independent single-cell organisms in a communal operation. That a jellyfish is a communist. Corporatism, again, the word fascism doesn't describe it properly. People ask, you know, what have I contributed that's original? I've contributed a lot that's original, and I really have looked at history, and socialism leads to fascism. You never have communism. You know, the communists said, well, socialism will then lead to communism. Fabian socialism will lead to communism. That is not the case, folks. It doesn't exist. It leads to strong men and police in black masks and checkpoints and slave camps and slave labor owned by fat cats that pay their cut into the Central Politburo. And so they have to give you a false choice, Republican, Democrat, Soviet capitalist. What is capitalism? A centralization of wealth. And it's done through a non-free market kind of organized crime mechanism. A gang with a flag. I mean, you have to reduce it. The founding fathers, they'd run around talking about, we got to get the communists all day. No one would have known what they were talking about. It was, get the tyrants, King George III thinks you're his slave. King George III thinks he owns you and your women and your children. What are you going to do? He wants your guns. What are you going to do? I mean, you got to boil it down to that. Some regional board telling me what I can do with my children. Some regional board telling me I got to take a transponder in my car. Some regional board telling me I don't have any freedoms. You got to resist it. You got to fight it. You got to go into the county level with laws that overturn the Patriot Act, that overturn all these new prisons. You got to defeat those bond packages. To do that, you got to defeat the electronic voting machines. You know, people talk about the border being the number one issue, and it may be. But also, it's those electronic voting machines. You better get those out before they're put in, or you can forget it. See, I mean, so there isn't always just one issue. You got to have wide spectrum analysis, wide spectrum, you know, information. You've got to have multifaceted, multivariate, multi-layered, three-dimensional models of what you're facing, and look at it in the context of the full enemy program. I mean, I literally have a mental picture right now in front of me, projected 3D. You know, I'm looking at a wall, folks. I'm looking at a wall with blue wallpaper. Right in front of me, I see the whole New World Order structure. I had to get some 3D expert together and build a big map of it on a computer disk where you can click on each area and go in and look at the details of it. You know, map this sucker. But they count on you. Number one, you got to stop using all their terms. The terms of the last 100 years are worthless. They know you're an electrochemical computer. They give you false terms, false data, false names, false political precepts. Forget it. Dump it. Go back to tyranny versus liberty. Human dignity versus human slavery. Okay? You're free. You're not a slave. God's laws, natural law, nature's law, and nature's God. Ugh. Just wish people would get this instead of perseverating on, you know, the Catholics, the Jews, the Agenda 21, perseverating on the border, perseverating on the... Unless you've got total big picture scope analysis, which I don't even pretend to be able to articulate, you're not going to be able to effectively stop these people. I mean, you approach a bunch of liberals and tell them that, you know, the evil communists are going to get us, they're going to laugh at you. But you explain how corporate interest funded communism, you will deprogram them instantly. It's like we've got to be little enzymes that dissolve false systems of thought, not people that actually, when we engage using their terms, we actually strengthen psychological false programs that have been built into our brains. I hope you get where I'm coming from with this, but I'm laying it down for you, folks. And I've really spent so much time researching this and thinking about this. Look, folks, again, it's... To simplify it, as long as we keep talking about Republicans and Democrats all day long, and as long as we think about the fight in that cage, we're going nowhere. But as soon as we realize that both parties are bought and paid for by the same corporate interest, then we can start setting about changing things. We can go to the liberals and say, well, you're afraid of the government, right? You think they want martial law. Well, why should we turn our guns in? You know, black people had their guns taken. Black people couldn't have guns. Oh, I'm against gun control. I understand. Instantly deprogrammed. Literally. But if you come up to them and go, you dumb commie, want my gun? You're an idiot. They're gonna freak out on you. So, again, we have to explain to people. Folks know that the modern system doesn't make sense. So they tune out, they turn off. You know, they told them to do that in the 60s. This was all designed by the CIA, now publicly admitted. You know, Gloria Steinem and you know, all of them. All of them. Timothy Leary, you name it. It was an actual mind control program. You thought you were getting freedom of your consciousness, and you were getting the opposite. But you go to people, and you give them real terms, and you explain to them the underbelly. You get past the veneer and show them the guts of the machine, then they go, oh, I always knew that. Oh, it makes perfect sense. Oh, my gosh. And they're off and running, folks. And everything about the leftists is about mindlessness, always having an anti-war chant, always keeping it real simple, having all these weird little foundation managers. There's little foundation managers out there at Camp Casey doing the best job they can to screw stuff up. I've been out there to make it a communistic, you know, thing, and it's not. Got to learn to identify them and kick them out. All right, I said I'd spend 2 or 3 minutes on this. I'm ranting, folks. It's just that, well, Alex isn't good because he doesn't spend 3 hours a day, you know, talking about the CFR. Well, I know I only spent 20 minutes today. Sorry. But, again, we've got to give people the big picture. You know, people never are able to grasp this stuff because you go, now, let me get this straight. Is it the UN? Is it the CFR? Is it Agenda 21? Is it the Bilderberg Group? Who is it that controls me? And then most patriots will go, well, it's this one group. They're the most elite. No. It is a small cadre of organized criminals who meet, just like in The Godfather, literally around a table a couple times a year. And those few dozen people all head up the dozen or so organizations with hundreds and thousands of members, you know, per group. And they go out and then are compartmentalized like a governmental intelligence agency and carry out the program. And they set the agenda through education. And they set the agenda, you know, for what the economy is going to be. And they run things through the central banks. And this is how it's done. So there it is, folks. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's go ahead. I got to move quick now. I want to get to all your calls. Let's talk to George in California. Go ahead, George.
Hey, Alex. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I've been listening to your show now for the last couple of months, and I'll tell you what, you've opened up my eyes widely. Before, I used to listen to Air America and a lot of the left-wing type, I guess.
Yeah, really. They know there's a revolution, so that's a steam valve.
Right. And to be honest with you, I mean, I used to be, I guess, considered a leftist because I didn't really like the Republicans or anything else for that matter. I didn't like anything that they did. Or
you didn't know you had more choices.
Exactly. And now after listening to you, and I just came by your radio program just by accident, because I listened to you over the internet, and to you, and because of you, not only do I listen to you on a daily basis, from open to close, but now I'm a member of your Prison Planet. I listen to all your videos, your audio. I bought your.
You're a member of the resistance to the growing Prison Planet, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, and your movies are fantastic. I mean, the first time I sat down and watched that movie, I was in awe. I didn't understand at one point what this was all about. And the reason why I guess I changed my mind in this fashion is because I have a newborn. And the main thing that affects me as a new father is that all this tyranny that's being shown towards children.
It focuses on them because they're growing minds, they're weak, they're defenseless,
yes.
And we just give our little precious creatures up to this sick system.
Exactly, and I take my son, I take him to the pediatrician, and she's constantly forcing me to get him vaccinated and telling me that it's great and that she's going to have her children vaccinated when it's time to come. And
20 years ago it was 5 vaccines, now it's 40 vaccines, and I mean, and she... Don't let, you do whatever you want, but I mean.
I'll tell you what, right now, I've already said no, definitely to it. My son has not been sick one time and is already, you know, a little over a year. And he's got a great resistance towards pretty much everything. We try to keep him organic and everything else for that matter.
God bless you, yeah.
But my point is that if it wasn't for people like you, I don't know what we would be because, it's not, just like you said, just recently, it's not a matter of being a Democrat or Republican. It's a matter of being able to fight this new world order that's coming in and trying to just overpower you. It's like watching the movie Matrix, where that you just eventually you have to wake up to find out that.
Well, it really is a Matrix. I mean, it really is a false reality pulled over our eyes to hide us from the truth. You look, if you like the Matrix, go see The Island.
Yes,
that's even closer to what we're really dealing with.
Yes, exactly. But I just wanted to you've got me so pumped up that I'm actually going to get into starting my own radio show here in
Los
Angeles.
Good. Start your own website.
Yeah, exactly.
Start your own local newspaper. You be a leader for your child and with your wife. And you're a real man. You're not sucking your thumb watching the football game. Just God bless you. Good to have you on board, my friend.
Well, Alex, I just want to say you're doing a great job and keep doing it no matter what anybody tells you. I mean, I think you're better than any of those people that are on mainstream media or anybody, for Air America or for everybody else who wastes their time listening to that kind of junk. when they should be listening to things that's going to affect them on a daily basis.
Well, I appreciate it, and take care, George. Be sure and call back. No, I mean, look, I'm not trying to toot my horn and, ooh, I'm in some ominous fight, and I'm so brave. I'm not brave, folks. It's instinctive with me. I mean, I will defend my family. I will fight scum. I will fight trash. I will stand up against a bunch of sickos and white lab coats that think we're animals. This is the human species, folks. This is everything we've ever been, everything we're ever going to be. I mean, everything God made us. I mean, God's got plans for us, not for a bunch of inbred trash, a bunch of Nazi scum, to have their way with us. And I'm just not putting up with it. There is not even a choice, folks. I am literally a slave to God's plan. I mean, there is no, I do not have control. And, it takes a while to get to this point, but pretty soon, I mean, just get over your fear, join life, join love, join God, and there's no more fear, folks. No more fear, no more pain. Just join God. Let God take you over.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
To life and love, folks. Now that means I got to get mean in defense of it, so be it. Seriously, when you know the choices, slavery or freedom, there is no choice. Let's take some final calls here. Rick in Nevada, then Andy and Kevin, that's all we have time for. Rick, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm not here to sell a tractor, but I have a new 9/11 Truth site. It has links to buy your film, if I may.
No, I don't care. I let people plug stuff all the time. Go ahead.
It's called 9/11 Round Table. Just put those three search terms, 9/11 Round Table, in Google, that site will come up, and there's links to buy your film, and there's links to the Coast to Coast audio. Check it out. Thanks.
Sounds great. Is that it? Well, good to hear from you. I appreciate the call, Rick. Thanks for doing that. Andy in Illinois, go ahead. I guess Andy's not...
Hello, Al.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Good afternoon.
Hi.
I wanted to advise you that I get your show on AM 1520 WLUV in Rockford, Illinois.
Yeah.
And that is not listed on PrismPlanet.com.
And you know, I'm just so busy, I apologize to the affiliates. We couldn't keep a good affiliate list up there because they changed so much that we just took it down.
Mm-hmm.
And if somebody, the network needs to put a new, better one together. It's grown a lot of new affiliates. We need to get that posted. Plug that fine affiliate one more time.
A few more things I'd like to say, you know, really
quick. Well, tell folks about that affiliate again.
I didn't even know about it when I heard about you on George Norrie. I mean, by the way, you did a phenomenal job in the movie Waking Life. My wife and I got goosebumps when we saw the part where you're in the car broadcasting.
Wait till you see this new movie coming out, but thank you.
And one more thing. Since I've been listening to your show, I noticed that I'm not arguing with my fellow Kerry supporters anymore. You know, and I used to be a Bush supporter. It seems like we're more in agreement now. There's unity. You know,
if you stop arguing with them, then you can deprogram them about Kerry.
And it's working very well. It's funny how we used to squabble about issues that don't matter anymore. It kind of inspired me to maybe organize an idea. What would you think of everybody calling their friends or family, whether they're Democrats or Republicans, because I don't see a third-party candidate winning in 2008, and informing them not to buy into the multinational corporate candidate? Get behind somebody, no matter which party you're running for in the primaries, that is a true patriot.
Well, I agree. And then we should have issue parties like Control the Border Party, just to educate, or a no electronic voting machine system party. I mean, all of that is important.
And one more thing before I go. Where could I get a document, an actual document of the Patriot Act? Because
you go to thomas.loc.gov, Library of Congress. It was H.R. 3162, passed October 27th, 2001. Got to let you go. We have it posted on Infowars.com, by the way. Kevin in New York. Go ahead, Kevin.
Yes, you're saying these people need to go to jail, these criminals have taken over?
Yes.
And I've got a perfect spot here in New York State, the Clinton Correctional Facility. How's that?
A place to put the New World Order, or...?
Well, these criminals like old George and them, put them in the Clinton Correctional Facility.
Well, the really big crime bosses don't ever tend to go to jail, and Bush is just a capo for a lot bigger mobsters. But we will expose him and the rest of them, and his brother, his surrogate brother, Bill Clinton.
Yeah, and then talking about oil, there's a spot in New York State that put a ban on testing for it up here in Ithaca.
Really? Oh, well, can't get our own oil. That would be Al-Qaeda-ish.
Yeah, Schumer there says to protect the environment.
Yeah, well, Schumer's a demon. Thank you for Chucky Schumer. What a snake. Thank you for the call, Kevin. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central Standard Time. Be sure and join us. And the last 5 seconds, be sure and get my new video, Martial Law. God bless you all. Take care.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Hello.